Shalom Aleichem, one and all, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas B'Shalach, the Shabbos Shira, the very special Shabbos where we learn the story of Kriyas Yamsuf and Hashgachas Hashem on Klal Yisrael. Problem. It seems like there are really two stories of Kriyas Yamsuf, and they don't seem to fit well one with the other. One story is a Kaddish Baruch Hu telling Moshe, "Hare mismatcha, alayam uvukayu." Moshe Rabbeinu, pick up your hand, pick up your stick, wave your stick at the yam, and it will split. So Moshe Rabbeinu, just like he did in Mitzrayim, where he picked up his mata and caused Nisim to happen, here also, he'll pick up his hand and it'll cause a miracle to happen. On the other hand, we're told, no, that's not how it happened. The yam was not ready to split until Nachshon Ben Amidadav went with Mesiras Nefesh and he jumped into the yam, and when it reached his nostrils, oh, then miraculously it split. He was ready to be Mesiras Nefesh all the way up to his nostrils. So I don't know. It happened with what? It happened with Moshe Rabbeinu's waving of the mata, or did it happen with the Mesiras Nefesh of Nachshon Ben Amidadav? Another question. It says in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch caused the wind to come before Kriyas Yamsuf. He caused the wind to be blowing from Derech Yama. And in that way, what was the purpose of that? What was the purpose of the wind coming Derech Yama? So we told Lekarvai to be Mekarvit to the Metzias. That there was, it says, Vayelech Hashem Esayam Burach Kodim Azo Kol HaLayla. HaKadosh Baruch caused the wind to come as the Shem Baruches came, and it's going to blow the entire night. It seems in the Pasuk that it has something to do with Kriyas Yamsuf. And we'd normally thought that, yeah, Kaddish Baruch Hu, he makes it in a way that people who believe in Teva can blame it on Teva. But again, it doesn't seem to fit with the story that the Yam was normal until it reached the nostrils of Nachshon Ben Aminadav, and then it suddenly split. The whole thing needs a beer. Netziv, in his Hamikdavar, has a shita, which is throughout Chumash, at least in a number of places of Chumash, and he says it here as well. In general, the style of Netziv in his Pirish on Chumash, in his Hamikdavar, is to have a lot of cross-references, places, it's beautiful to take together the different things that he says based on one yesod. And here too, he refers us back to Parshas Shemais. In Parshas Shemais, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Jewish people ask me, what is your name? What should I say to them? What should I say to Klal Yisrael? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Eke Asher Eke. The Shulchan Aruch says this is one of the Shemus HaKadoshim of Hashem, spelled Aleph Hei and Yud Hei. Eke Asher Eke. Now, even though Asher Eke is a Shem Hashem, it has a Pshat. The Pshat is like the word, yeah, I will be. What does it mean? I will be as I will be. So the Netziv learns the following into the conversation between the Bari Olam and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know that you're the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He said that. Amarti lahem, alakev eisechem shlachani aleichem. Back in Shemais and in Paragimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And then he said, Amrulim ha-Shemai ma'imar aleichem. What should I say is your name? What does it mean, your name? It means, what hanhog? And what hanhog is HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaving with Klal Yisrael? Midas HaRachimim, Midas HaDin, within Rachimim, and there are many different levels. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Shem Hashem that I want to appear to them with is the Shem Hashem that teaches them that, in the language of the Hamikdavar there, Shmais Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hayem Esnaig Bepu'ulasi Gefi Asheaya B'Kayach Yisrael Ashiyitnu Li Kiviyachol. The Jewish people, they give me the Kayach Kaviyachol to do. Bari Elam has certain things he wants to do, and he does. Kaviyachal, the Klal Yisrael gives Kaviyachal, the Rabbani Shlalom, the Kayach to do it in a more magnificent way. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga in general. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Payel in this world, he'll be Payel. Someone deserves good, he'll get good. Someone deserves better, he'll get better. But how will it be given? Through Mesiras Nefesh, there's a change. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes deals with a person b'derech hateva, in a natural way. And the Yeshua comes in a way that's bound by nature. And sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with Klal Yisrael in a more magnificent way, in a way that's obvious Ashgacha Pratis that can't be explained according to nature. But that depends on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael acts with Mesiras Nefesh, then the Rabbani Shlalom acts with a way that shows an extraordinary devotion. Coming back to our parsha, says in the Tziv, read the parsha carefully. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves with Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll wave the stick, which is a form of tefillah. You'll daven. And a wind will come. And if nothing else happens, Klal Yisrael will be saved. If Nachshon doesn't jump in, they'll be saved. But they'll be saved in a natural way. Tachas HaTeva, the wind will come and slowly cause the waters to move back and eventually allow Klal Yisrael to walk through. That's the Rach Aza Kol HaLaila. The wind will blow all night until the time will come. If Klal Yisrael does what Nachshon did, they go in with Mesiras Nefesh. So they trigger a different Ekasher, Hashem behaves the way Klal Yisrael behaves. If Klal Yisrael behaves with Mesiras Nefesh, then it happens in a more miraculous, magnificent, extraordinary way. So that the Torah is teaching this to you and to all of us. The Torah is teaching us when things happen in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mativ to you. Kaviyach the Rasham will do good to you. If you do with Mesiras Nefesh, then Hashem's Hanhaga with you will be beyond the bounds of Teva. Now, of course, we don't have Nisim like Kriyas Yamsuf, but we have plenty of Nisim, plenty of things happen in our lives that if we stop and take a breath, we see it's miracles. Will it happen Tachas HaTeva or in a more miraculous way? It depends on you. It depends on what you do. So, both are true. Hashem told Moshe, Hori Mismat Chalayam Uvakayeyu, and the wind will come and slowly it'll dry up. And then Hashem and Aminadav went with Mesiras Nefesh. And that triggered a Hanhaga Nisi of a splitting of the Yamsuf in the extraordinary way in which it took place. And so too with all of us. Mesiras Nefesh, that's the bottom line. What's Mesiras Nefesh? It means pushing yourself. Mesiras Nefesh doesn't have to mean jumping into the Yam or jumping into fire. It means doing something that's hard for you, doing something that's difficult for you. When they fight the sleep off their eyes and push themselves, or in the Beis Medrash, you see them, they're tired, they stand up. They don't want to sit, they stand up, take a shtender, and try to focus. That's pushing. That's Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh is pushing. A person acts with Mesiras Nefesh, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu spiggles back. The Baalei Kabbalah say this on the idea of Bitzel Shakai Yislainan. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts like a shadow to you. Just like when you move, your shadow moves. Kaviyachol, when you behave a certain way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the shadow. You behave Mesiras Nefesh, your shadow behaves Mesiras Nefesh. You serve Hashem sleepily, slowly, barely. So Hashem will send you Yeshua. Sleepily, barely, in a way that you don't see coming. No, do by pushing. Look for ways of Mesiras Nefesh. So this is the main message of the prelude, of the lead-up to Kriyas Yamsuf. A second thought. We know that in Mitzrayim, Leshinu Es L'Shainam, Klal Yisrael spoke in Lashon Kodesh and Mitzrayim. They didn't change their language. Tzorach Bir, and needs an explanation. They went out of Mitzrayim, the source of Leshino Es L'Shainam. So why is the Shas Bavli, the Shas Yerushalmi, even written in Aramaic? Why is it written in Lashon Kodesh? If the ideal is Lashon Kodesh, why isn't it written in Lashon Kodesh? These are an example. As a matter of fact, part of Sefer Daniel and Sefer Ezra are written in Aramaic. Isn't that funny? And in Sefer Nehemiah, Nehemiah says that Ubneyem Chesya Medabrim Ashdoidis. Ashdoid is a city. Ashdoidis, the language of Ashdoid. Already you have people now speaking Lashon Kodesh. If this was the whole Chosid going out of Mitzrayim, you need some kind of explanation. Why didn't it continue by Klal Yisrael? There are those who say because the Aramaic is close to Lashon Kodesh, which is true. The Gemara says in Pesachim Pei Zayin, Hashem to Klal Yisrael to Golus to Bavel, where the language would be similar to Lashon Kodesh. But it doesn't help. The whole idea of Lashinus Lashinam is that they shouldn't mix. They shouldn't mix with Dumas Ailam. So who cares if it's close to Lashon Kodesh? It's the language of the nations of the world. And yet here I am talking to you in English when I don't speak Lashon Kodesh. Why? So there are two approaches. Rav Moshe has an approach in a number of places. One of them is in the Tshuva Sigris Moshe, Arachayim Chelek Dalet, Tshuva Samach Vav, and he says the following. He says, you didn't have to be nicker from their non-Jewish neighbors. A Jew has to keep himself, he has to keep himself separate. He has to keep himself in a way that is different. Before the Torah was given, Lashinos Lashinam, Lashinos Mabusham, Lashinos Shemam, the cultural differences were of utmost significance. Once the Torah is given, we have Taryag ways of being different than the Umisail, and we have 613 ways of which are the mitzvahs, and davening, and tefillah, and Torah. We have other ways. So that the paramount importance of Lashinos Lashinam was Davka before Matan Torah. That's Rav Moshe's approach. Some Sefer has a second approach. Now, some Sefer is in the Gilyan HaShulchan Aruch HaRachayim Sivim Pehei Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch there talks about talking Lashon Kodesh. If you're supposed to speak Lashon Kodesh in a Beis HaKiseh, not the very Torah, but regular, ordinary things in Lashon Kodesh. The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter, Magen Avraham Siv Katan Beis says that still it's a Midas Chasidus to not use Lashon Kodesh everywhere you go. So after some Seifa, Nirali, Dimishim Hachi, Hinhigo Ave Seinu Es B'nayim, Mebli L'Sapir B'Lashon Kodesh. That the reason they didn't speak Lashon Kodesh was out of disrespect. This respect of Lashon Kodesh, because they wanted to be respectful of Lashon Kodesh, so therefore they Dafka went and spoke in other languages, out of respect to Lashon Kodesh. And there was such a respect for Lashon Kodesh. Today, where in the land of Israel, everything is said in a language that is very similar to Lashon Kodesh. The modern Ivrit is based on Lashon Kodesh. Probably at least half of the language is really from Lashon Kodesh. A lot of them are new words, a lot of them are changed words, but it's based on Lashon Kodesh. And therefore, today, This idea has somewhat abated, has somewhat changed. If you look at any sefer printed probably before 1980, you'll see that the Sfarim were always printed in Rashi letters. The Gemara was in Gemara letters, but the Mefarshim were all Rashi letters. Shuvas Rabbi Kivega, Rashi letters. Shuvas Nadi Behuda, Rashi letters. Everything. A certain respect for Lashon Kodesh. We live in a generation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His kindness brought us back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Isyos of the Aleph Beis are the letters of the Aleph Beis are used for everything. Once it's used for everything, different story. Once it's used for everything, Salvador can use it for Torah, certainly. This is the idea of having covet and respect for Lashon Kodesh. And with this, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary Shabbos Shira. Sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we do it, opening Svarim and learning Teres Hashem. A good Shabbos to one and all.